Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, we were sitting down the other day, we were just chatting away, and we were talking about savory or savory tarts. Because you gave me that tart recipe at one point, and I was making apple tarts and stuff like that. It came out so well, the basic pastry of it, and it's so simple to make. I thought, well, you could put all kinds of things into this nice little pastry. We'll just mention that in passing, what that pastry is. It's
a pie dough. Very easy to make in the food processor, and you can put your flour and salt into the machine with the metal blade, and then you cut up cold butter, and you pulse it until the butter is cut into fine pieces.
Ice water.
And then you add ice water, and then pulse again until it looks like you got nice clumps of dough that are about to join, but don't really join. And then you take it out and you press it all together, wrap it up in plastic, and that's your pastry. I mean, it's very easy. Yeah. Let it rest in the fridge for 30 minutes to an hour, and then you can roll it out. And you can roll it out and keep it free form on a baking sheet, or you can do it in a tart pan. It can be round, it can be rectangular, it can be square. Typically, it's only about 1 inch deep. And it has a false bottom, and that's very handy when you're going to be unmolding the tart after baking. Tarts typically are shallow. They lend themselves to all kinds of fillings, and they don't have to be eggy. They don't have to be creamy. They can be vegetables that are cooked and piled into a cooked shell.
Right.
And then you can top it with some cheese and put it on the broiler and take it out, and then you've got a tart. They're kind of like pizzas, but deeper.
Yeah, they have a more of a edge to them, though. They have a little wall around.
Cream cheese, cottage cheese, ricotta cheese with bacon, onions in a tart shell is a wonderful dish to have. And it can be a main dish that you serve with a salad, or it could be an appetizer. You could cut it up in small pieces and serve it as an appetizer at a party, for example.
Sure.
One of my favorite tarts is a pissaladière. It's a French tart of cooked onions, caramelized onions, and anchovies, and you can also put olives on it. You can also make it on yeast dough. You can have yeast-based tarts as well. It's very southern Mediterranean French and utterly delicious, and you get to use a lot of onions that you can cook and caramelize and then put on this thin pastry or yeast dough, and then put the anchovies on and some olives if you want, and put it in the oven, in hot oven, and bake it for a few minutes until it's done. Or you could actually bake the crust first, then put the topping on, and then pop it into the oven for a few minutes.
As an appetizer or something like that, it's irresistible. People just sit there and they eat the whole thing right away.
Tomatoes make great tarts. Yeah. So you can take cherry tomatoes especially, because they're denser than most beefsteaky type tomatoes. You can cut them in half. You can put them onto a tart shell. You can sprinkle them with herbs. You can do cheese or not if you want. And then pop that into the oven.
There's all kinds of meat pies that you can make
in a savory way. And a meat pie could be ground meat. It could also be raw meat that you cut in thin slices like filet. And you can put it into a tart shell and put it in a hot oven. Yeah. And they will cook in the very few minutes.
And of course, there's a famous shepherd's pie.
That's with meat and mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. That's a splendid thing to do as a tart, wouldn't you think?
Yes. These are ideas. Look around what you have in the kitchen, especially some vegetables. You have winter squash, for example. You can cut winter squash into thin slices, and you can also bake that in a tart crust very quickly.
You did mention one to me that I thought was amazing, which was the freeform autumn vegetable tart with bacon marmalade, which I thought was pretty sensational.
The pastry sheet. It's a sheet of pastry with a very thin raised edge.
Yeah.
Bacon marmalade is basically cooked bacon to a jam-like consistency, so it'll have some sweetness associated with it. You can fill it with dressed kale, dressed cabbage, any fall vegetable you can think of. It can be raw or partially cooked. Pile it into this shell, and then the bacon marmalade kind of ties everything together.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to see enormous pile there. It looks like harvest.
It's hard to serve. It won't hold together, but you'll have a lot of fun.
And if you want more fun, just come back next week for The Food Guys.